Before we begin, it's the Covenant of Peace, the second mini balance. Before we begin, I want to read the first note that came back on September 24th, 2022, that the Lord had given us, the very first note about what this series was going to do. And I just want to read this, and the Lord told me to read this as a reminder, and also as proof of what God is doing, that he did prophesy that he would do, and that's happening now. And so the note says this: in this series, we will be learning about the power of God's peace on our lives. We are going to learn to value it like never before. The Lord has established us in authentic faith, and as a result of being in it, his peace has become our reward. In the series, we will break down the covenant of his peace due to joining, which that's what we learned first. We will intimately look at the benefits of the power of his peace in and on our lives. The one blessing that we truly have is our connection into authentic faith. For it has forever connected us into his peace. The only thing we need is awareness, which will come through the rhema of peace. Now let's go get it. And that was the first note. And God has performed all of that. There's such an awareness about his peace. There's such an awareness of the benefits that come through, particularly dealing with the joining. When we're in the joining, there's a flow of God's prosperity. There's a flow of God's favor that is absolutely activated. It is initiated. And we just need observance continually so we can be benefactors receiving this at all times, at all times. God said that the time is coming, we're going to be without spot, meaning we're not going to need favor. We're already going to carry it. And we're not going to need, we're going to be without wrinkle, not in need of rescue or even in need of the deliverer, because we will already be rescued and delivered from anything not like him.
Amen, so amen.
He's doing this through this series. He's awakening us into this dimension. Okay, he truly is doing it, TGM. So that was the first note. But there's some business I got to handle before we get into the balance that the Lord had revealed to me. Years ago, prophetess just uttered these words: out of your mouth flows your own deliverance. Years ago, she had said that, and it's been on her tongue ever since. I get amazed at the things in which God speaks through her and the relevance that it carries in our ministry. It's so weighty and so powerful. It's amazing. It's amazing. So it's going to be, to you right now when you hear this, it's going to be a staple in your spirit, I believe it. And it's got to become a staple, because she said it years ago. So now she's been telling us for a long time how out of our mouths would flow our own deliverance. Well, I've come to realize how right she is, it was, and how right she is now. When we listen to some of the things we say, we can hear the leaven flowing out of our own mouths. We've been in the series now. The series on peace has brought us over to eating the bread of heaven and being nourished with that bread. And in that nourishment, we would find favor and prosperity, or prosperity and favor, that as we stay nourished in the unleavened bread. But now there was a problem. We came to find out that the enemy oftentimes feeds us leaven. And in feeding us the leaven, which is the anything outside of the will of God, it's then now it becomes a poison, and it will nullify the unleavened nourishment. It will nullify favor. It will nullify the actual prosperity that we ought to be walking in. It will even nullify the joining if we allow it to get there. So it's not all the time, though, that Satan will be feeding us leaven. Oftentimes, leaven is already in us. The Bible says this: purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. I love that.
Me too.
We are unleavened. So it gives us a command to purge out the old, to get rid of it, to get rid of the old leaven. Why? Because that's what the enemy uses, and that's what comes up to try, as I said, that it comes up to try to nullify us from walking in the nourishment of the unleavened, from walking in our real prosperity, our healing, walking in absolute favor. So for it says, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. 1 Corinthians 5:7. Now the word purge means to cleanse out or clean thoroughly. All right. We cleanse out the old. It's got to. Why? Because we're called to be a new lump, the unleavened lump. The word unleavened actually means the Passover itself, which means the celebration or the festival. We are already in the festival. We are already in celebration. That's why the old leaven tries to rise up to take us out of the place of being able to celebrate, to being in the festival where the free favors of God profusely abound. The enemy is constantly trying to, by what he already put in us, to cause the old leaven to rise. So, but deliverance flows out of your own mouth. You can hear the sound of leaven by your own words, by my own words, by the things that I might be thinking. And it says that I need to purge that out, to cleanse that out thoroughly. When you start thinking left field and out of the will of God, and sin starts to rise in particular in your thoughts or out of your mouth, we are called to purge that out. Now, how will I purge that out? Well, I'll purge out the old by eating the new.
Amen. Amen.
We'll purge the old leaven with the new unleavened bread, the rhema word that we're hearing. We need to listen to the things I'm telling you that are flowing out of our mouths, guys, so we can purge it out. You don't have to look very far to find out what your problem is. You ain't got to look very far to find out what your issues are. Just listen to yourself. Listen to the leaven that comes out of your own mouth, and out of your own mouth will flow your own deliverance. So when we hear it, we can purge it by speaking the now rhema that's flowing unto us. All right? It says it like this in John 15:3. This is just a wake up this morning. This is your coffee right here. Now are you clean, Jesus says, through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now watch this word clean. It means free from corrupt desire, leaven, from sin, leaven, and guilt, leaven. I like this right here. This points right at it. Free from every admixture of what is false. So now as I'm eating the unleavened bread, I'm cleaning out the old leavened bread. And I'm free from my unleavened being mixed with leaven. Because technically, if truth be told, if I have any leaven within me, my whole lump is leavened. So it's not even really, I'm pulling out what is trying to keep me from really moving in all of what God has for me. So now I become free. You become free from every admixture of what is false. So now, how do we do it? Jesus said it again in John 15:3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So we're called to continue to eat the unleavened bread. So take note of when your mouth is running in the wrong direction. Take note when your thoughts are moving in the wrong direction. That means it's time for you to grab a fragment, put it in your mouth, and start to eat. Because that fragment has the power to clean out and purge out all of the leaven.
Amen. Amen.
All right. I got a couple of amens, but that's fine. I know the rest of you are thinking amen. The admixture of leaven, and I'm closing with this part here, will be gone as we continue to discern it when we hear it out of our own mouths. It will become an indication to eat a daily fragment and thereby purge out the old. For out of our mouths flows our own deliverance. Amen. So it's not that deep on how to get rid of leaven. It's a really simple process. Listen to what you're saying, discern it, and then if it's leaven, eat some unleavened and get it clean.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 2 + 2 = 4. That's how simple that is. But we've got to be in that place, guys. We got to keep it real. We got to be open. We got to be honest. And I'm telling you now, because listen, this is where 30, 60, and 100-fold is revealed. Our ministry, you that are on this line under the sound of my voice, are called, we are called to walk at 100-fold. That's why the devil fights us so doggone hard. But forget him and the horse he came in on. We're still going to get to that place that God has called us to be.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So that's a bit of business that we needed to handle real quick. But I need to talk to you to now. We're going to go into our mini balance. Those notes for what I just said about out of your mouth flows your own deliverance, they're available to you, and I can send them to you within the balance notes for those of you that want it. So you can keep that thing in your spirit. Keep that Amen. In your memory. And that way you start to listen to yourself and listen to all that mess that Satan put in you when you were coming up, and you'll be able to get rid of it. Amen. But part one, here we go. Now we're in our mini balance. I love this here. God is really, really wanting us to prosper. There is such a strong desire for him, on him, to see us, in particular, to see the entire church, to be honest with you. But this ministry, TGM, in particular, because of all of the training we've been under, we are supposed to end up in a place of absolute prosperity because of our covenant that we hold with him in peace. Because of the understanding that we all have in the place of being expiated and being propitiated, being in the right position of a real covenant with the Father through Jesus. Prosperity is the end result of that. Salvation is another end result of that. That as peace is there, prosperity is there simultaneously.
Amen.
It's there at the same exact time. And the Lord truly wants us to understand that. He wants us to get that understanding about that. And so part one was dealing with peace reveals prosperity. And so now prosperity from the first message was called prosperity, the former reign of peace. So the Lord truly imparted the understanding of his peace from the place of being joined, as I said, to the Father. Being joined to the Father is predicated, it is the predicated place where the former reign of prosperity can flow. It is the predicated place, the ordained place, so that when we're in a place of propitiation, the ultimate dimension of peace, prosperity is supposed to be right there with it. All right? Prosperity, the word prosperity is only found in the Old Testament. So the Lord's peace brings the latter and the former in that order. The Amen. Latter comes first, not the former. Amen. It is the latter first, which is peace with God. That's the latter through Jesus. And then the former, which is prosperity, which is another definition of peace. That will flow after we established, or God has, Jesus has established us being joined to the Father through the power of his propitiating blood. That is activated by being in the Rhema word. So the joining has led us to prosperity. I'm telling you over again. It has led us to prosperity. You Yes. need, and I need, an awareness of it. And in that awareness, you'll see great manifestation of wealth. I'm telling you now, it's going to flow like rivers in our lives. As we stay joined unto him, that's why the enemy's got such a crowbar trying to separate us, trying to keep us from being really joined and being fully in a place of expiation where the guilt and the shame of sin is not flowing on us, the doubt and the fear. None of that mess is around us because we're joined by the word, by the daily bread fragments that we're eating. So now it says here in Jeremiah 5:24, neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of harvest So we see where the former and the latter will flow together, together. All right. We thank God for the peace of mind, but I need someone to come up in their thinking and realize if your mind is at peace, your bank account should be at peace as well. And this is where we've got to come up that our wealthy place, our healing, all of prosperity, not just money, it should be in the equal place of our peace of mind, which comes from the place of joining. Amen. Hosea 6:3 says it like this. Then shall we know if we watch this. I love this. If we follow on to know the Lord. Mm-hmm. You're going to know this if you follow on to know it. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain. Watch, he shall come unto us, look, as the latter. That's wealth, prosperity, and former, excuse me, that the latter is that joining with the Father, that peace with the Father, that covenant of propitiation, and the former rain unto the earth. That's prosperity. He's coming. So, man, yes, lift your hands and glorify him when your mind is at peace. And yes, you're in a place of propitiation, but please do not forget to glorify him for the former rain, which is prosperity, that's come unto you as well. He said he will come unto us. How? As the latter and the former. Both of them are coming, praise God.
Amen. Yes, God.
Joel 2:23 reminds us here, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down to you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. When? In the first month at the same time. They're coming at the same time. So even right now, for those of you on the line that are really just stepped into a place of propitiation, you need to take a sidebar right now. Take a side and just step aside, press your mute button, and thank him also for the former reign of prosperity being here with this covenant of being joined unto the Father. You need to glorify him for it. You need to really get this conditioned in your mind that, man, as I'm in the word, as I'm eating my daily bread, my goodness, yes, I feel this ease in my mind, but more than just ease in my mind, I thank him because he's coming to me as the former and the latter rain. He's coming to me as both. He's coming to me as both the New Testament covenant of peace with God, the Father, and the Old Testament covenant of absolute prosperity. He's coming to me as both. So this is how peace works. The latter glory is perfect life and peace. That's the latter. That's what we're receiving right now by eating this word, by eating this daily bread. We're receiving perfect peace with God the Father. The former is the prosperity that comes as a result of that perfect peace with God. They both flow together. You can't achieve, listen, this is the key. You can't achieve the latter glory of peace without the former glory of his peace being attached to it. And unfortunately, we haven't had knowledge on this. So therefore, the latter peace is always challenged because we're not receiving the former glory of his peace. So because we're not receiving prosperity, oftentimes it will jolt us out of peace of mind because of the issues and problems that continue to rise. It jolts us out of position. And then now we're tending to things in our minds. The Bible calls it the wrath of man, the excitement of the mind. It doesn't work the righteousness of God. And so what takes place is now we're jolted out of the latter glory of peace because we're not receiving the former glory that's attached to it. It's key. They really balance one another perfectly. In fact, the word peace, it means we remember it first means to join, but then we see, look at this, right after joining, the next definition is prosperity. So it joins us in a place where we're freed from the havoc of war. It joins us to where we're in harmony with God the Father, because both of us are propitiated by the blood of Jesus, which we all know oh so well. But my goodness, if receiving this prosperity, it's not a place, and I'm going to say this again, when you're under the peace of God, when you are joined to the Father through the power of the Rhema word, and your mind is so just chilling, It's not a place to ask. It's a place of thanksgiving. It's a place where you recognize, oh, you're here. And I thank you that prosperity is here with it. Thank you. Thank you that all my needs are so met. All of the favor which I need is opening up. Now, the word prosperity in the Hebrew is the same exact word as peace itself. It is shalom, which means welfare, health, faith. There's our second place there. It means soundness, which we feel. It means completeness, which will be made manifest because we're not just sound in mind, but we're sound in every estate of our life.
Amen.
It means compensation. So the shalom of God, that's why we call it, we get the four S's, the shalom, the shalom, and the shalva. That is the fullness of peace. That we'll talk about that later. But that's what's flowing, people of God. So God wants you to open your heart, open your mind to the fact that, okay, my peace of mind is here. But please understand, I didn't just come as the latter. I came as the former and the latter. All right? And so God wants you to get that in your spirit, get that in your soul, and thank him when you get in that word and all of a sudden, man, that the, all of the hell that was breaking loose, all of the doggone chaos and sabotage and all this mess that now starts to lay down. It gets underneath your tree. The fowls of the air start to lay low underneath the branches that are coming out of you. And all that stuff that was stealing now is underneath you lodging, not moving, right? So when that starts to happen, open your mouth and glorify him for prosperity that's being released over your life. Amen. Praise God.
Amen, God.
All right, here we go. So now it tells us here, confirmation that peace brings both the latter and the former. Let me show you. All right. Here's confirmation that it's bringing both. It says here, peace be within thy walls, prosperity within thy palaces. So now the word walls means armor or army or host. What it's saying is freedom from war and havoc be within your walls. All right. Freedom. That's that peace of mind. No more chaos, just tranquility. Then he says, and prosperity within thy palaces. Palaces speaks of our living in an exalted manner. That's what the word palace means, living in an exalted manner. In fact, it gives a suggestion. It talks about, in the definition of it, it speaks of the Canaanite king Hiram, who at the time of conquest, that he had great peace because he had such abundance. And he had, so it speaks of that. That's what it's saying would be in your palaces or your exalted manner of life. So now peace is in your walls and prosperity within thy palaces. So now you got tranquility of mind, hallelujah, and you got prosperity that's within your exalted manner of living. Both of them are coming together. God wants us to really know it. Hence, that's why we gather the fragments that remain, that nothing will be lost. Why? Because that peace, tranquility of mind is in my fragment when I eat it, and I unlock prosperity when I eat it. Both come unto us. Somebody say amen if you hear me.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, yes. I mean, take that and, oh my gosh, utilize it. Challenge God. Prove him now. Prove him about what's being said through his word. You talk to the Father. I heard you say today that if my mind is at peace, my prosperity is right here with it. The shalva, the word prosperity means shalva. My security, my abundance is right here with it, praise God. And when you begin to open your mouth from that place of authentic faith, where it's authentic, where you know what God said, man, the changes will begin to take place like you've never seen before.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
He'll break you free from the spiritual issues and the natural issues, both at the same time. He said, I'm not coming to you in just one manner, not just the latter. I'm coming with the former and the latter. I've got your whole world taken care of.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
This is where the Lord is so desiring to bring us. When he revealed shalom, shalom, he meant just that. Now we're going to be built in our faith concerning this dimension of our peace. The Lord's prosperity in and on our lives. I feel it.
Hallelujah.
The hammer of the Lord wants to break the impoverished ways in which we've lived. It wants to break the hardships that we've gone through. The word of the Lord wants to cause us to prosper and be in good health, even as our souls are prospering. He wants us in a dimension where we are holy, where we are complete. No longer wants us living a life just of this peace in the realm of the spirit, if you will. But God is ready to shake some things up and bring our Jewish brothers into a place of absolute jealousy.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because they see where the wealth of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has shifted over to. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. Psalms 35 and 27 says this, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, watch this, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Man, come on. Say continually, be magnified.
Yes,
be magnified, God. Oh God, be magnified. You take pleasure in the prosperity of your servant. You take pleasure, not just Jesus as your servant, but you take pleasure in the prosperity of us that are in him. You take pleasure. So be magnified, be magnified. Let them shout for joy. In other words, this scripture here, it really says to me, acknowledge your position. Acknowledge, let them shout for joy. Let them be glad that favor my righteous cause. How do I favor your righteous cause? By living out this word, I favor your cause, oh God. So I'll say continually, be magnified and take pleasure in my prosperity. Take pleasure in it. I'm keeping an awareness. Psalms 35 and 27 teaches us an awareness, shouting for joy, recognizing your position. I'm holding your word. I'm walking in your word. I'm favoring your cause. Yeah. Be magnified and take pleasure in the prosperity of your servant. Amen. Amen. So an awareness has to be built, and God is doing that more and more. But this balance today is to remind you of where we are, because we dive so deep that we forget the purpose of talking about the bread fragments is being nourished unto favor, unto prosperity, unto favor. It's being nourished in the perfect peace of God, which carry former and latter anointings for our lives. So now, in part two, we talk about Solomon's truth on prosperity. We dig into some things Solomon talks about. Why not? Why not look at the most wealthiest man in history and see what he has to say about this? So now, it says here, he truly wants to impart the rhema about prosperity flowing in our lives. And as a result of being joined to the Father, he wants us to further understand that as we experience his expiating power, his prosperity, again, is manifest as well. So today, right now, we're going to hear from the wealthiest man in history, Solomon, on where wealth and abundance can be found and exactly how it can and will be achieved. Again, the word peace means prosperity. Prosperity, again, means favor. Shalom, which translates for us favor. These are the two keys God has us in studying. Prosperity then breaks down to shalva, which means abundance, security, and abundance. All right? Now let's listen to some things Solomon was talking about. In Proverbs chapter 13, verses 22 and verse 23, it says, a good man, and I'm so excited about this because there's some things being calibrated in my spirit and in my soul as I'm speaking to you right now. And I'm blessed, favored of God. It says here, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now watch this. This scripture is way bigger than what we just quoted. Solomon reveals
the place of where wealth is. He reveals it right here in Proverbs 13, 22, and 23. All right? It says here, in verse 22, it says that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now, the word wealth does mean riches. It means efficiency. It means substance. I like what I saw here, whether of men. Then it said there, here, I like this next word because we've been studying this, means or other resources. So the means of the wicked are laid up for us. Their means, yeah. Jesus said, if they live, they that eat me shall live by me. You'll have my means. So what is his means? The earth is his in the fullness thereof. He'll cause a transfer that is in the wicked, and it will cause the transfer to come over to us. It's real. This is not fake. This is absolutely true. He will cause a transfer, but it's found in a certain place. Now, to be laid up, it means it's hiding by covering. It's secretly placed. All right? It means it's lying hidden somewhere. But Solomon, in this verse, reveals where. He says it's laid up for the just. All right? So he's revealing first that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, which means it's hidden for the just. It's in a place that needs to be revealed. How? By this rhema. Oh, God. But don't look by the rhema. Not like that. It's not going to show you a place. It's going to put you in a place.
Yes.
I'll say that to you again. It's not going to show you a place. It's going to put you in a place. What Amen. Place? The place of becoming the just. That's where the wealth is. Oh, God, I love you. It's the place. Don't look for a place. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Don't look for a city whose builder, no, no, and maker wasn't God. Don't look for the natural. Don't look for the rhema to say, go do thus and thus and this and thus. No, no, no. The rhema will not reveal a place. It will put you in a place. And yes, this is where the wealth is. The word just means righteous in conduct and character. Oh, look at that. It means righteous as justified and vindicated by God. There it is. Justified and vindication. That is nothing else but expiation. That is nothing else but the place of being propitiated. When you're in a place where you're justified and you know you're vindicated, when you know you're moving in the righteousness of God, when you know you're there, how did I get there? By eating my daily bread.
Yes, hallelujah.
Now, I'm not looking for a place for my wealth. I'm in the place of my wealth. And what was on the wicked can now be transferred into my life.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hey, as I'm eating this bread, as I'm staying in this covenant, I'm now put in a place where Solomon said the wealth is. The wealth of the sinner is secretly hidden where? For the just. Oh, that's the place.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes. Being justified
yes.
with God. Or being justified by God through Christ. Vindicated. Oh, I found the place. Lift your hands right now. Those of you that just received this fragment, lift your hands.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lift your hands and thank him right now. Thank him right now. Take a moment. Take him right now. Those of you that are feeling the vindicating power of his word right now and thank him for the discovery of your wealthy place. Thank him for the discovery where the transfer can take place and your heavenly bank account can be released in and on you. Thank him for the transfer. You found the secret place of the wealth. You're in the secret place of the wealth.
Thank you.
Ah, how does Solomon know this? Because dude didn't ask for money. He asked for wisdom and understanding to lead his people. He asked for the word of God. Oh, so he found out this word made me right. And when I got right, all this wealth started flowing in my life. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, just thank him just a minute longer. Thank him for a minute longer.
Thank you,
him for a minute longer, just a minute longer. Oh, thank him. Thank him for the favor that's on you. Thank him for the prosperity that's being released unto you. Thank him, oh my goodness, because the word this morning has already washed you, vindicated you. You're in your wealthy place. Jesus. Ooh, glory. Just being just would become our position through Christ, expiating power. It is our place of justification and vindication. It makes us lawful to receive the wealth that has been accumulated by the sinners. You don't have to go out there and find it. It's going to find you. Let me tell you that again. You don't have to go out there and find it. It will find you. They came from all over the world to pay Solomon tribute, from everywhere. They came to lay treasures at his feet, all kinds of silks and all kinds of livestock. They came to pay tribute to this man because of how he was in the word of God and because of this great wisdom.
Thank you.
You don't have to go find it. It's coming to find you. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Elder Allison and I have said, man, as long as we stay in this word, man, our phones don't stop ringing. Oh, God. We don't have to go find it. It's finding us. Hallelujah. Finds us. That's why, man, out of our own mouths have to continue to flow our own deliverance. Man, purge out the old leaven. Because that old leaven tries to take your place of wealth. It tries to steal your position where wealth can flow. So now, once again, the Lord is revealing the importance of being joined and how it will lead us unto prosperity. All right, now verse 23 says this. Now, we go into this verse. These two verses were giant verses in this series, and I'm so glad to share them again with you because I believe you get more the second time than you do the first. It says, much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. All right? So much food is in the tillage of the poor. In the tillage of the poor, but there is that is which is destroyed for want of judgment. So now the tillage means the fallow ground. All right. The much means there's an abundance, great numbers, all greatness. It actually means to multiply by the myriad, which means multitude or droves. So it's multitude and droves being multiplied. That's how much food is there in our, in our tillage. It's already there. But because we have want of judgment sometimes, or we're without judgment, all right? Now, judgment means this, and this is where, this is the awakening part right here. When you put this all together, right, there's a lot of food, there's a lot of abundance already here for us. But because we're without judgment, which means we don't judge our privileges and rights. That's what just judgment means. Justice including a participant's rights or privilege. Because we don't judge the place of where we're in, we don't receive. Ah, my people perish for the lack of knowledge kind of stuff there, right there, that type thing.
Sure.
All right. But because we don't judge our privileges and rights, as we're in this rhema to lift our hands and judge where we are, praise him for where we are, thanking him for the release of wealth, we're in want. We stay in want. Because unfortunately, we've been taught as Christians just to kind of receive what we got going on and, you know, be content. Yeah, that's a truth there. Don't get me wrong. But there's another dimension of contentment that we can reach into that's lawful by God, wealth, prosperity. But because we stay without judgment, because nobody's going to teach us this like this, you know, we kind of just kind of, all of the food in our tillage just sits there.
Jesus.
Every bit of abundance that was meant for our lives is just sitting still. Where's it at? It's in my tillage. It's in my ground. or let me use prophetess term. This is a day, I guess, attributed unto prophetess. Let me use her term. It's in my heavenly account already, which is my tillage. But because I'm without judgment or without understanding my privileges and rights, it's just, I'm in a place of want. I go without. Because I'm not in judgment. Man, and then look, but there is that is destroyed. Oh man, not only is it, it's being destroyed. Oh, but I hear scripture rise up against that. I will restore unto you the days that the caterpillar, the pommel worm, the canker worm, and the locust have eaten and destroyed. I will restore it. I'll put back what was in your tillage. Just start judging your rights and your privileges that I have given you.
Amen.
Have an awareness that goes beyond you feeling good in your soul. Glory be to God. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Somebody say amen if you heard that, if you're imbibing, if you're smoking on it. Just say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm smoking on it too right now. Come on, let's reach this, people of God. Come on. Let's grab this. Let's utilize this. Please, let's stop being lazy in the spirit. Let's stop being lazy when it comes to having a discerning or discernment of where we are when we're in the rhema. We spend too much time in the now word of God not to extract all of his benefits.
True.
So it's in the joining that he will transform our minds to believe and receive his prosperity. Our lack of judgment on the matter of prosperity from a place of joining is destroying our harvest. We don't really believe we have rights and privileges to the degree of receiving in abundance. Our tillage is our mindsets, listen, and how we perceive his prosperity for our lives. That's it. In my mindset, there's already abundance there. But if I'm lacking the judgment or the wherewithal, or if I'm lacking the discernment of where I'm at the time that I'm there, that I'm in the place of the just where the wealth is, then I'm hindering and I'm not receiving and I'm frustrated. And then my peace of mind gets thwarted too. No. Mm-mm. I prayed a prayer this morning, and I'll share it with you right now. I said, Lord, do me a favor. I said, quicken me when I hear leaven come out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quicken me to the leaven that flows even in my thinking, so I can grab a piece of the unleavened bread.
Praise God.
And be sustained in my position of peace and prosperity and favor. But please don't let me eat that poison no more. It's destroying my harvest. Don't let me eat it. Quicken me. And I said, Holy Spirit, quicken me when leaven is coming out of my mouth. Quicken me when it's in my mind. And I will eat the unleavened bread that comes from heaven and purge it out. So instead of it growing here in their grounds, it would really be transferred to our grounds. That's what happens here. Without being joined, we will be without the proper judgment that releases the harvest of the sinner. Instead of it growing, listen, this is what the Lord said. This is really, 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 really powerful. Instead of it growing in their grounds, it will be transferred to our grounds. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed in and on our lives. Instead of it growing in their grounds, it will be transferred into our grounds. Jesus. Now, this is all kinds of stuff going on here. This is where
innovation comes in. This is where the Lord begins to reveal business and all this stuff. Instead of it coming to them, it starts to come to us. And then the will and the do comes with it, and then we'll walk it out. Glory be to God. Or money itself, wealth will just come, depending upon what you're doing in life, depending upon your situation, depending upon who you are. Not everybody's going to do business, but you're still going to get wealth. So either wealth is just going to come, or God is going to give you the ingenuity of his spirit to get it done. However, you ain't got to be in business to get this wealth. You just got to be in the place of the just. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go.
Amen.
Absolute confirmation. Here we go. I got you on late today. It's 11:05 and you're still in church. Imagine that. It says in Romans 10 and 14, it says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how they shall they believe in whom of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear? And I'm closing up pretty soon, guys. And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Listen to verse 19. This is transfer. But I say, did not Israel know? For Moses saith, I will provoke to jealousy, provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation, I will anger you. All right? So first of all, he's saying here, did they not know? Yeah, they knew, but they stopped hearing. So how am I going to do this? I'm going to put a people that are not a people in a position of hearing what you should have been hearing, and now how beautiful their feet will become because they're hearing the gospel. The word beautiful means their feet will be flourishing. They will be blooming, praise God. This people, and they will provoke you to jealousy because you heard. The sound went throughout all of the world. It went throughout all of the earth. But you stopped hearing. So I'm going to raise a people that will be hearing, that will be feeding on the rhema word, that will be eating the unleavened bread. I'm going to beautify their feet, because preaching the gospel is not with words. It's with the display of who God is in your life.
Oh,
and we're going to display it. That makes our feet so beautiful. They're flourishing and they're blooming because we're carrying the gospel of peace. We're preaching, and sometimes we might use words, but my goodness, we're displaying it. These people stopped hearing. We are in a position of hearing. So now we're about to flourish and we're about to bloom. So it's first to note that Israel at one time was hearing. But when the gospel of Jesus Christ came, watch this, they couldn't hear it any longer. They stopped. This is where the wealth of the transfer is supposed to shift. They're without or in want of judgment, not us. We are in the place of true judgment. At that, we're in a place of absolute true judgment because we're carrying the now rhema word. We're eating the real bread of heaven. So when we live this gospel of peace, when we live this, we will preach this gospel of peace without words. They will see prosperity on our lives and remember that it was theirs through God the Father. They will be provoked to jealousy and brought to anger by our prosperity with the Lord. For what was once in their ground has shifted to our ground. His peace belongs to us now. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen.
Lord.
There's a shift here.
There's
a shift. There's a shift even in your atmosphere right now. There's a shift.
Man.
There's a shift right now. There's a change right now. It's not happening later on. It's not happening tomorrow, but it's happening right now. God's favor and prosperity, God's prosperity and favor are in your atmosphere. Only thing you have to do is reach up and grab it. Only thing you have to do is thank him and receive it. The only thing you have to do is believe what you've heard and glorify him.
Thank you.
The shift is now. Satan can no longer withhold what God has for you. He can no longer steal. No. Why not? Because you're in the position of the just. And nothing is withheld from you here. It is God's good pleasure to release unto you his prosperity. It's a part of your peace package. Lifting your hands, everybody, under the sound of my voice. It's a part of your peace package. It's yours now.
It's yours. Hallelujah. Now.
Begin to glorify him for a steady flow of prosperity. Begin to glorify him for a steady flow of favor.
Hallelujah.
Favor. Favor. Oh, there's great favor. The shalom, the shalom, the shalom, and the shalva. They're all of God's peace is flowing.
Thank you.
The shalom, the shalom, the shalom, and the shalva are flowing to you. They're flowing to you even now. Glory be to God. Let it break down what you see. Let it break the walls of the enemy down. Let it break down what your ocular has been experiencing. Let it come in. Let it flood your life. Let it take over what you see in your, even in your natural. Let it come from the realm of the spirit. Let it take over your natural. Let it fill your barns.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Glory. For breaking the ceiling, we give you glory.
Oh,
for breaking
you.
The ceiling, we give you glory.
Thank you.
We give you glory for shattering the ceiling right now. We give you glory for shattering the ceiling even right now. We give you glory for shattering the ceiling. Underhoof. Glory, Jesus. Give you glory, Master.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. Yeah, yeah, it's shattered. That ceiling is shattered. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was holding you back? What was holding you down? What was being withheld from you? This ceiling is broken. It's broken. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I hear the Lord say this. Favor will sustain you while prosperity is running toward you. He said, favor will sustain you while prosperity is running toward you. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Some comments, some feedback here. Jay Watt says amen. Elder Allison says amen and amen. Captain Kurt says amen. Seal us in your perfect peace, Lord. Elder Donna says amen. I favor your righteous cause, Lord. Kurt says amen again. Evangelist Darrell says, just made righteous. Just made righteous by God. Hallelujah. That's right. Amen. And Blanche says amen. And I agree with all of you guys with amen. With amen, with amen, amen. With amen. With amen. Ooh. Let them ever, he said, let them ever shout for joy. Let them ever
Don't stop shouting for joy. Stay in a place where you're not in want of judgment, but you have judgment concerning your position and concerning what is in your tillage. Let them ever shout for joy. Ooh, there's an anointing on this line. Let them ever shout. Let them say, let the Lord be magnified. How? By releasing prosperity in my life. Be magnified. Be magnified. Exalt and be enlarged, Lord. Let the world see what you've done, because I'm certainly going to tell them. You will be magnified as you take pleasure in our prosperity. You will be magnified, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My goodness. Strong anointing on this line. Strong anointing. Lack and not enough are being consumed in the realm of the spirit of the word. Lack and not enough of being consumed. There is a flow of prosperity that has been released. I'm telling you right now, and it's going to be a long, 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 I can't even call it a season, but for lack of a better word, there's a long season of wealth flowing into our lives, money flowing into our lives. There's a long, long, it's not even a season, but it's a long time. I mean, a long time. It's going to flow freely. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Prepare us as stewards in this wealthy place. Prepare us as your stewards in this wealthy place, that we make great decisions, Lord God, with this wealth that you're going to cause, that you're already causing to flow. Yeah, make our feet patient.
Yes.
Let there not be a hasty foot that enters into this stream of prosperity, but let patience be on our feet, and let temperance be on our feet. And just thank him for a moment, people, before we close out. Thank him for the stream that's coming. Thank him for the river. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank him for the river of prosperity that's already, hallelujah, already flowing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the river. Thank you for the river. And thank you for faith.
Hey, glory, Jesus. Hey, glory, Master. Yes, Lord. Hey, glory. Hey,
Prophetess Manita, the Lord says that your voice is as a trumpet, a loud trumpet in the spirit right now. Your voice is as a loud trumpet. It's a trumpet that it was blown to scatter enemies. And your voice that's heard over the next 2 days will be as a trumpet that scatters your enemies, that scatters opposition. Oh, it's going to be a loud sound. You may pray inwardly, but they're going to hear a trump of God sound for the next 2 days. And every enemy, every foe, every opposition is going to absolutely flee with fear. You got a 2-day window to sound the alarm. That justification is at hand. Oh, you got a 2-day window to sound the alarm, my God of all trumpets. Woo!
Oh, my God.
Ah, yes.
Woo! Yes, Lord. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes. 2-day window. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, Lord. Ooh, my goodness. Whatever comes out of your mouth, honored by me. Whatever comes out of your mouth, I will honor. Whatever comes out of your mouth, I will honor. And then you'll see me perform it too. Your enemies will flee. They came in one way, but they're going to run 7 different ways when you open your mouth over the next 2 days.
Hallelujah. Oh. Bless God.
Glory be to God.
Bless God. Bless God.
Glory be to God.
Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Bless God.
Yes. Amen. Jesus.
Ooh, boy, I hear this last word. The enemy came in, but like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is lifting a standard against him. The flood is our God fighting and revealing finished works. The enemy came in, but the flood of the Lord is here, lifting a standard against him. Another level of righteousness just settled into someone's spirit. Another level of his righteousness just settled. Glory be to God. Yeah. Another level of his righteousness just settled. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
Give the Lord one more wave offering. And sow your seed. Those of you that are sowing and those of you that are giving, be faithful unto God with your tithe and don't stop worshiping him in the tenth. Worship God with the tenth. Worship God. You first fruit givers, you give God your first fruit, you glorify him. And give from a place of thanksgiving today. Thanksgiving under the prosperity that he's releasing. If you want to sow a seed into the word, you can sow the seed into the word. But just honor him. Be grateful unto him. Thank him for the rhema word that you're under, that you're hearing, and that's about to make changes all over the place for you. But honor him. That's all he wants to see is honor. He doesn't care about money. He cares about his honor. If he's your God, honor him. If he's your source, honor him. Disconnect your mind from this world by sowing, by giving your tithes. Disconnect your allegiance by sowing, by giving your tithes, by giving first fruits. Those of you that understand it. Disconnect. We have no allegiance to this place. Hallelujah, Master. Amen, Jesus. Amen. That's all I got for you today. You can cash app it through $ True Gospel Men's, M-I-N-S. You can cash app it through that, $ True Gospel Men's. Look for the logo. Or if you're Zelling with your online banking, you just send it to True Gospel Men's, M-I-N-S, at AOL.com, and you can give that way. But bless you guys immensely today. Bless you all. Truly, truly bless you. And let the rest of your day and your tomorrow and the day after that and after that and after that and so on be full of prosperity and full of his favor.
let it be full. Keep the feast. Keep it. And please gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Whatever oohs and ahs you got, man, you got sustenance for tomorrow and the day after that, but gather them. I pray you wrote them down. I pray that you got understanding. I pray that you made your notes. Gather those that remain. Why? Because that's where your wealthy place of God's peace is found. It's in the fragments. Amen. God bless you. I hand it over to